This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
It's definitely a new day in the neighborhood today. Good evening, everybody. This is Lock and Load. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama has gotten out there, and he had his little day today. He had his day, and he outlined everything. What we got is we got some open lies. We got some empty threats. We got a little bit of harassment. There might be a few things that would actually be beneficial to some gun owners, and there's an Orwellian scheme in place that might get some law enforcement and military people killed. He began a series of executive orders with this. He said, today the administration is announcing the following executive actions. Clarify that it doesn't matter where you conduct your business, from a store, at gun shows, or over the internet. If you're in the business of selling firearms, you must get a license and conduct background checks. Okay. Well, there's people that buy and sell cars that aren't in the business of selling cars. They don't, you know, in order to be in business with these individual states, there's certain things that have to be followed, like you have to have an ID number, you have to pay taxes and everything else. So that's really vague. That's really vague. And I really wonder how they're going to enforce this. He continued, background checks have been shown to keep guns out of the wrong hands. He just can't show us how. He can't give us any examples. But too many gun sales, particularly online and at gun shows, occur without basic background checks, which is an out-and-out, bold-faced lie. There are no gun sales online that do not get a background check. If you order a gun online, say you go to Bud's Gun Shop. My friend Hickok likes Bud's Gun Shop. So say you go to Bud's Gun Shop and you order a gun there. He's an FFL. You have to give him an FFL dealer near you. And he will ship it to that FFL dealer. When you get to the FFL dealer to get, to get your new gun that you order from Bud's Gun Shop, you have to go through what? A background check. There's no door-to-door sales on guns. Today, the administration took action to ensure that anyone who is engaged in the business of selling firearms is licensed and conducts background checks on customers. See, there's no parameter. What I'm laughing about is they say quantity and frequency of sales are relevant indicators. There's no specific threshold number of firearms purchased or sold that triggers a licensure requirement. But it is important to note that even a few transactions, when combined with other evidence, can be sufficient to establish that a person is engaged in the business. I don't necessarily agree with that, of course, at all, even a little. There are, of course, criminal penalties for failing to comply with these requirements. A person who willfully engages in the business of dealing in firearms without the required license is subject to criminal prosecution. Once again, you've got to outline. It can't be that vague. This will get challenged. Now, they try to define engage in business. A person who devotes time, attention, and labor to dealing in firearms as a regular course of trade or business with the principal objective of livelihood and profit through the repetitive purchase and resale of firearms. If you're buying guns like I do, or if you're getting guns like I do, then, you know, I'm paying retail for them. And if I sell them, most of the time I take a loss. Most of the time because they're used then. And, you know, they don't really, you know, as soon as they're like cars in most cases. There's some guns that hold their value, but this is them not being able to set aside the law. They wanted to go after private sales, and this is the best they can do. So this, while there are people out there saying, well, Bill, they're going to try and make us all gun dealers, they don't even know how they're going to do it. And I don't know how they're going to do it, and I don't know how they're going to track it. It's one thing to get out there and say something. This is a bunch of air. Now, he's concerned about machine guns. He talks about the dangerous weapons that can be purchased through a trust or a corporation, the NFA items, which imposes restrictions on sales of some of the most dangerous weapons, such as machine guns and sawed-off shotguns. Yeah, it's the same question. I'm being asked, what if you and I were trading guns? Well, we got to make sure that we're not dealing. Once again, I don't know how they're going to track it. There are people that go through trusts to buy them. However, one of the reasons they were going through trusts was because of this chief law enforcement officer sign-off, which has now been removed. The ATF has removed the chief law enforcement sign-off. So, now, most people don't need trusts anymore. This makes it easier to acquire silencers and machine guns and short-barreled rifles and short-barreled shotguns and items classified as other weapons. In a lot of ways, this has been a major impediment. Now, that's gone. As far as the fully automatic weapons, there have been precisely two instances of NFA-registered firearms being used in criminal homicides in the past 82 years. You had a better chance of being struck by lightning while you're riding a unicycle and juggling cats than being killed with a legal, fully automatic weapon. Just so you want to set the odds. Let's see if we can get one more in before the break. He wants to provide better information to the NICS background check. Okay, well that's been one of the issues that a lot of gun rights advocates have been talking about, because in New Jersey, for example, there's about a million felons that are not on the NICS system that have never been reported. And that's not your fault, it's not my fault, it's not gun owners' fault, it's the fault of the state powers that be in New Jersey. Now, they're talking about Congress creating more incentives to make as many relevant records as possible accessible to NICS. So now they're also going to try to increase the criteria by which you can become a prohibited person. If you're not squeaky clean, that's a problem. The other part is that they are talking about, this is an unfunded mandate. The states would have to do this. Some states can't afford to pay attention. Some of these states that are so big in unions and everything, they have so many unfunded liabilities, they're never going to ever see a day. Ever. As long as there's money. The next time they're not owing money will be when the Vulcans notice that we have exceeded warp speed and we're now going to be invited into the Federation. Not till then. So, anyway, funding is a problem. We will continue with this when we get back, because he talked for a long time and didn't really say anything. So I too will do this. We'll be right back.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right. I was just reading through some of the more empty air. It's quite interesting. Tuesday night, 2016. I do love it being in 2016. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I've been hearing some of you out there saying, well, ammo's getting scarce. Go check them. Go check them.
Go check them.
President Obama also noticed... He also noticed that the NICS system was actually designed back in the 90s, and he wants to update it a bit. Last year, they were processing 63,000 NICS checks a day. A day. So they're going to hire another 230 additional NICS examiners and some other staff, and we're going to pay some more salaries we can't afford to pay. We can't afford to pay attention. It's going to spend money. This is spending money. They're also, if the FBI is going to outsource to the United States Digital Service to modernize the NICS. So he's going to make it easier to do a background check. So twice, he's done something that's actually sort of good for us. For those now here in South Carolina, right where I live, with a concealed carry permit, which this completely flew past his radar, I don't have to go through a background check. So it doesn't matter what he does. It doesn't matter what he puts in place. I'm going to take a background check. So there. He wants to ensure effective and smart enforcement of our gun laws. Well, you could start by actually prosecuting more than you have been because you're at the lowest point now in about 25 years. I know crime is going down. I know it. But just the other day, you let a gun trafficker go. There was a gun trafficker, where was it? It was somewhere in the Midwest, Ohio maybe? I don't know where it was. There was a guy that, a straw purchaser that bought a gun that was then used to kill a female cop. And it was going to be your last day before maternity leave. And they gave the straw purchaser, which should have been 10 years, a 10-year sentence, they gave them 3 months and X amount of probation. They gave him a slap. Enforce the law! His budget for fiscal year 2017 will include funding for 200 new ATF agents that we can't afford. The ATF is going to dedicate $4 million printed dollars and additional personnel to enhance the National Integrated Ballistics Information Network. This will include ballistic evidence that's good for about, 5 minutes, to be used by analysts and investigators to link violent crimes across jurisdictions and to track down shooters who prey on our communities. Does everybody understand, like, when you get that piece of brass that's been fired with your gun, that is a temporary marking because your gun is made out of metal. And every time you pull the trigger on that semi-automatic gun, semi-automatics is primarily, that's going to be a rub on metal on metal. So that mark is going to change each and every time you pull the trigger. Microscopically, but if you're a shooter that goes out and shoots 50 rounds a week, okay, that's 2,500 rounds a year, there will be a noticeable difference at the end of the year between that piece of brass that you got with the gun and what you're actually ejecting now. So this is a waste of money. This is $4 million they're just lighting on fire. They're talking about consistent and capable correlation services. The other part that they're leaving out, while completely ignoring, completely ignoring physics, because physics will determine the markings. They also have the ATF has established an Internet Investigation Center staffed with federal agents, legal counsel, and some other people we can't afford to pay for either. That's the other thing they keep putting aside. If Obama was intent on putting bad guys in jail, they would have directed money at prosecution of criminals in the Department of Justice. Instead, they have dropped substantially in the Obama DOJ, and they're going to spend money elsewhere. Now, if you are a victim of a crime, like you have your gun lost or stolen, you're going to become victimized for this. You're going to get out there, and if you don't report it, well, you're going to get in trouble. So all of us that get our guns stolen, we were asking for it, right? It's just like the skirt was too short, she shouldn't have been wearing that bikini, that kind of thing, right? Then there's a part where he actually fakes some interest in protecting women. I couldn't care less what he says about that. He couldn't care less about any of us. He couldn't care less about any of us. Then he gets on to mental illness. This is a mix of bad to awful. Okay. He wants to dedicate new resources to increase access to mental health care. Mental health care, okay, is important. And he's talking about a $500 million investment to help engage individuals with serious mental illness in care. And that's not a bad thing per se. If it actually provides care, then it would be worthwhile. $500 million is not a lot of money nationwide. And that's horrible that I say this, isn't it? But I would hope that if they actually do this, that they will actually get out there and treat people. And then once they get out, if they have to have a temporary gun ownership disability, if they get out, then that is lifted. But I'm not going to hold my breath on that one, because he also wants to use the Social Security Administration as a weapon. If you get old, as we all are, well, they want to include that information in the NICS system. He tried to get 4 million people this past summer put on the prohibited persons list. He's still trying. Then he wants to go to the states and say, don't worry, states, we're the government. We want all the information. We want all the information. So give it all up to us anyway. This will be breaking the law. According to HIPAA, the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act of 1996. Right now, the Department of Health and Human Services issued a final rule, or today they did that, expressly permitting certain HIPAA covered entities to provide to the NICS limited demographic and other necessary information about these individuals. And then, of course, there's the tyranny switch. He wants him some smart guns, which I refer to as stupid technology. It's not mature. It's not ready to go. If you want to try it out, let's start with the Department of Homeland Security. The IRS, the Department of Justice, and the ATF, they can all carry smart guns. Good luck with that, because I'll be out there with a mini microwave transmitter with a directional beam. I'll find a Radio Shack that's still out there. I will. So he's done nothing with his executive order that's going to have any impact at all on criminal homicide at all. He's accepted the thug culture with the thug rap and, you know, the millions that will die anyway, big deal. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Tuesday night, 2016. This is Lock and Load. Very fitting, actually. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. I noticed we had a caller. I guess that was the wrong number. Did they think it was whatever was in this time slot before? So it wasn't even somebody that wanted to cuss me out. I just so hate it when it happens that way. Anyway, this next portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, while we've all been distracted by, one, the Obama, does everybody understand how much of a real non-event this really was? I mean, are we getting that? I mean, most of what he did, like the background check caveat, what changed? How are they going to track? How are they going to find out who's selling guns? If I'm selling guns to Heath in the chat room or to the Prussian Boar, to the Peanut Rider, or anybody in the chat room, if I'm selling guns to any of these people in the chat room, how are they going to know I'm selling guns unless they work for the ATF? Wait a minute. Do any of you guys work for the ATF? Anyway, I'm just saying, how is he going to enforce this? The ATF is a minuscule federal agency. The only time they ever do anything is when they are gun traffickers. Then they all get together to do that. But one of the things we missed while we were looking at that and the Oregon thing, which I got questions some more about the Oregon thing. This is the last thing I'm going to say about the Oregon thing, okay? If you're going to start the revolution, do it where there's some people to fight. And don't invite, you know, when the revolution really comes, when the Civil War, if that's what happens, happens. Does anybody think that CNN's going to be allowed to interview people? Do they think it's going to be a social media thing where they're talking about this and that and the other? Going to a abandoned building that was not, you know, they didn't go to the Hammond Ranch and barricade the Hammond Ranch and keep the Hammonds from being taken away. Primarily because the Hammonds didn't want to be stopped. They wanted to go. They want to serve their time and be done with it. While we've all been looking at this stuff, quite unceremoniously, open carry happened in Texas on January the 1st. Now, they've done a really good job in the media because as soon as they did that, of course, gunfights erupted in the streets. Everybody started engaging in the Wild West behavior. There have been shootouts all over Houston, Dallas, Fort Worth, and certain formerly upper crust housing developments. Millions of people have died. Now, wait a minute. That didn't happen at all, did it? Nothing happened. Nothing happened. All of the things they were told and all the hand-wringing and all the other stuff, guess what? That was all wasted effort. Nothing happened. After all of this, there's going to be guns carried, handguns now, open carried in the state, and it will be allowed wherever concealed carry already is. For concealed carry, getting out there and allowing, that, you know, now that means that the de facto really accepted way to carry a gun is concealed carry, which has always been quite, it's always been pretty curious to me. The new law does not allow for open carry at schools, sporting events, or bars. Doesn't say anything about concealed carry there. Churches and places where government meetings are held can ban handguns as long as signs with the proper language are conspicuously posted. Doesn't say anything about concealed carry. Businesses can also ban handguns with proper language, and some have already announced they will prohibit open carry. So nothing happened at all. Open carry happened. All of this hysteria that you were getting from all of the gun grabbers and everything that tried to turn Texas blue became a failure. It did not happen. So there, all of you. Now, I'm going to be jumping all over the place right now, and I'm going to go somewhere right now where nobody, everybody's going, why? Why are we doing this? Grønland is a district in Oslo, Norway, which is very close to Parliament in Norway. And the news agency there, Pokhari News, says that the area looks like Karachi, Basra, and Mogadishu all rolled into one. The situation has devolved to such a point that the police in Grønland have declared Oslo is lost. So, in Norway, it has gotten, in Oslo, Norway, it has gotten to the point now to where they basically have turned Oslo into part of the Caliphate. A little over 2 years ago, Muslims in Grønland were pushing for it to become part of the Islamic State. Pokhari News reports that Norway and all of Europe is no longer recognizable as such, that women are routinely raped, men are robbed on a regular basis, the police have given up, and there are Sharia patrols, whatever those are. In 2015, there were 50 rape reports filed in Grønland, where, like all of Oslo, 100% of rapes of native Norwegian women by strangers are committed by Muslims. Across Norway, as with all of Europe, women dare not go out at night alone. The risk of rape is so incredibly high. 2015, robberies in Grønland averaged one a day. In the past 10 years, more than 4,000 people have been robbed, often right in front of the Grønland police station, which is an immigrant ghetto. When the police visited one of Grønland's latest victims who was assaulted, held hostage, and robbed, they told him there's no way of stopping the robberies. We have lost the city. We are witnessing the wholesale collapse of Europe due to self-destructive decisions and the lack of any will to defend the homeland. In fact, this is suicide that they're committing, slow suicide. And they wouldn't even have to worry about not mounting a defense if they hadn't let these crazy barbarians in there in the first place. But they let them in. And they just can't stop letting them in. Europe is addicted to their own self-inflicted demise. They have this needless guilt, and it's taking them a long ways. You know, I'm sure there's some sort of hope, but it's not looking very hopeful. Now, in 2013, Norway elected Erna Solberg as prime minister. She's a center-right politician who ran on an anti-immigrant platform. And so far, she has deported, in her first year, 5,200 foreigners. That is a Dixie cup against a flood. And if we're not careful, now it would be a distinctly different setup here in the United States. I can see a couple of women getting raped in some local jurisdiction, and I can see if it's anywhere but, say, New York City or Chicago or all of New Jersey or all of Maryland or anywhere but that, if it happens anywhere but there, I can see a lot of street justice being, you know, doled out. Because the police here are not going to be any more able to prevent this than the police there if it gets to that kind of mass. The only ones that will actually be able to do anything will be the ones that can defend themselves when it starts. Nobody's going to ride to anybody's rescue. Nobody needs to be sitting back saying, I will ride to the rescue. I will wait till they ride to the rescue. Don't do that. Don't do that. You'll die waiting. We will be right back.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? And that's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
That first hour went pretty quick. I could dig it. Tuesday night, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. It is not surprising that Time magazine has named Angela Merkel as its person of the year. With her flooding of Europe, you know, primarily Germany, of course, but leading by example, as they filled up with Muslim migrants, she is the one that will probably go down as the primary person that destroyed Western civilization. Which leads us now to what could be man of the year, Donald Trump. Now, I don't want anybody to think that what I'm about to say about him, because he says plenty of things all the time that make me scratch my head, too. But we have to take a look at what's going on with Trump, because there's a lot of people that don't understand this phenomena that's going on right now. Because he's showing a remarkable ascendancy and staying power. He is a political and cultural phenomenon that most of us have never seen this, and it's even more astounding to some people than the Reagan revolution. And this is going to be true whether he wins or not, whether you love him or hate him, and whether he's driven by personal ambition or principle. He's tapped into the anger against the establishment, which nobody else is doing. There's a lot of people out there trying to say, well, we're outsiders, of course. You know. But nobody's buying that. And for a lot of people, his plain speaking manner is a breath of fresh air. Coming from the Weekly Standard's Julius Krein, he says what differentiates Trump. It's not what he says or how he says it, but why he says it. He does not apologize for having interests as an American, and he does not apologize for demanding that the American government vigorously prosecute those interests. So he professes this very palpable, politically incorrect nationalism in a time when the norm now is politically correct treason. He's going the opposite direction. And, he's going against the New World Order. He's going against all of the Islamization. He's going against all of it. He is a populist. He is not a liberal. He's not a conservative. He's gone in the direction of the wind blowing. You only become a populist by exploiting what is popular. And this is the Trump phenomenon that reveals a great truth about the great lie of our time. what's popular is not politically correct. This is the thing everybody's missing. A lot of politicians and pundits underestimated him. And they that was a big mistake because he's self-funding. He doesn't have to make anybody happy to continue on. He has said he will commit up to $1 billion to his campaign. Why didn't some other presidential aspirant who was just, you know, with less money and not nearly as many opportunities to get it wrong and still stick, why didn't anybody else go in this direction? There's a reason for that. Most of them out there in politics today have fallen victim to this illusion that political correctness is more popular than it really is, which is why Trump polls so high. They lost sight of what Reagan called the difference between critics and box office. And that's because over a long course of time now, we've had academia, media, entertainment, that axis, the cultural establishment, has us living in a matrix-like faux reality where the elite swill masquerades as popular will. And agree with this idea or not, relatively few Americans are actually offended by the proposal to halt Muslim immigration. And while PC isn't popular, it is potent. It does carry a lot of weight. It's much like the state ideology in the old Soviet Union. A few average people subscribe it to the doctrinaire fashion. But most everyone is afraid of the ideological machinery of the state. Thought police, if you want to. And this brings us perhaps to the most significant factor in Trump's popularity. Imagine it's the old Soviet Union and there's a colorful dissident saying everything other citizens want to say but fear to. Now imagine the government sends its secret police to silence him and they just get consumed like Neo is doing, you know, in the Matrix again. Bullets have no effect on him and with every assault he simply becomes bigger. Imagine how frustrated and fearful all of the powers that be would be facing him. And imagine how the people would flock to his corner just because the ones that have held them down can't stop him. There's a recent analysis that indicates that Trump may be underpolling because there's some people that are, they want to like him, but they don't want to say they like him. And particularly the college educated are afraid to support him publicly due to social pressure. And that will be absent come voting time. Trump is that dissident, whether anybody likes this or not. He's the one saying and doing the things that everybody secretly would like to see have happen. He's a man saying things Americans want to say. He's becoming the crusader. The AME axis destroyed Joe McCarthy. It pummeled Richard Nixon. It discredited Dan Quayle. It didn't destroy Reagan. But he never quite so brazenly, you know, bucked public political correctness. It guillotined all who oppose its diktats, boasting an unbeaten record until Donald Trump came along. Now, what typically happens when somebody crosses the PC thought police, the media may demonize him. The elite political establishment may try to destroy him. And any high-profile position he has will be lost. Not so with Trump. Not so with Trump. With most people, whenever that happens, they can still climb up on the soapbox, but nobody's listening to him because there's no media coverage. He'll be the tree falling in a forest with no one to hear. So why is he immune? He's mega rich. And the main impact this has is not, as many think, that he can't be bought. Many billionaires, such as George Soros, seem like the sort who would sell their own mother for another billion. It's that he can't be bullied. He has failed. He has failed before. He's lost business during this thing. He's lost Macy's for opposing PC. But he has what many would refer to as go-pound-sand money. He's not just any old billionaire because, you know, there's a lot of them out there. but he has transcended his profession and even his wealth. He's become a member of the glitterati, a celebrity in the celebrity culture, a natural-born character, the man who colorizes a drab news day. He's thought to be one of the people, and people can't do without, and, you know, People Magazine can't do without him either. So they can't beat on Trump and make him wither on the vine. New York Times will not ignore him. He's somebody that nobody's going to ignore. They're not going to let him go. And every time they do that, that just makes him bigger and stronger and more powerful. But a lot of people have been waiting on this. Now, right now, despite all of the PC weaponry, PC has always been trash, and it's always been foisted upon us by the cultural illegal dumpers, proceeding contrary to the people's will, and act as undemocratically as anybody ever could be in the KGB. As we go forward, right now, what everybody is thinking is that Trump is taking out the trash, and the trash may try to burn him. But the more the trash comes after Trump, the more people would want to see that trash burn. That's an hour of my life I'll never get back. Let's go on to the next one then. We'll be right back.
Education has to be boring, because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.